Shmias HaLoshin, we're learning Shara Tevuna Periches, in the paragraph which begins Al-Kain. Al-Kain kishis banyin ha-odom, v'mais of tamid, v'yeda ki hu gam kain lo yinake b'yoyim ha-din me'oynish ha-noyra. What are we discussing here? We're discussing the importance of realizing that the insults that a person might get are for his benefit. How are they for his benefit? Because they are the punishment here in this world, that he doesn't have to be punished and suffer in the world to come, as we discussed in Gehenim, or as in the Gilgal. Heavy topics here. And when a person holds himself back and does not respond incorrectly to the insults, but he appreciates it from Hashem, which is a tremendously difficult madrega to reach, but we have to strive for this. This is the challenge and the nisyonis of life, to realize that this is for our benefit. That when someone insults us, of course, the initial reaction is to give him back what he gives us. But this is the antidote to the machalo, to the sickness. What's the sickness of the aveira that we ourselves caused? As we explained, that it was our avoinos, says the Chavetz Chaim, this is how we should view it, our avoinos, our averos, our sins, which brought about these insults. In reality, a person who insults us, we should thank him. Because he's no different than the person, the pharmacist giving you the medicine. The pharmacist gives you the prescription that the doctor prescribed, and you take the medicine, you say thank you. Here this person is the shliach, he is the messenger. Now, he has issues with Hashem, that's his own issues. But, to some degree, if a person can view it like that, this person is helping him get cured here in this world so he doesn't have to get punished in the world to come, which we discussed yesterday is very painful.
That's why the mushroom, the pharmacist, so here, because...
So here the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, "Bevada ye mekabel atzma beroyv simcha hamida azu liyoy savlan, umavir al midoyis of tamid tumuras onshin hakoshin hanal." That a person who internalizes that the insults that are coming to him are in place of the onshin hakoshim, the difficult punishments that would have been waiting for him, then he definitely will try to acquire this attribute of savlonis, of patience. K'ma shekostu b'seva charedim ezel ha-shoynoi, v'shomei kol mechorfai, megadfai berabim. Seva charedim, he brings in the seva charedim, he says, when the person hears, and he hears all of his, those who are mecharefim, disgrace him and ridicule him in public, Asim negdi kafmas naim. I immediately place in front of me like a screen. I visualize a scale, a kafmas naim. What do I see? Bekaf achas ashmoisai. On one part of the scale, I see my averus. Bekaf shnia cheirufin hagidufin va'abit. On the other side, I see all those insults that I'm being insulted. And I look, kikaf ha'shomis mata mata, and I see that the scale on the side of the shomis is tilting back and forth. Ve'eshtoik ve'atzdik dini. So what's my response? I'm silent. And I mekabel these yisurim of insults. Says, this is what I do. This is how I live my life. With any aspects of tsar, any other aspects of tsar, of pain, discomfort, let it be with dibor, let it be with maisa, with actions. He says, I picture in front of me a scale. And on one side, the scale is weighing things down, my averos. Now, the Seva Charedim was one of the great Bali Kabbalah, great tzaddikim, lived in the time of that Rizal. I'll just tell you a little maisa that's brought down because the Baal Charedim, Seva Charedim, He was a nister. People didn't know who he was. And I think the Maisa is as follows, that on one day in Lag BaOmer, when the Arizal was dancing with a person that no one recognized, a very big individual wearing white, all in white, dancing in Lag BaOmer. And while they were dancing together, the Arizal HaKadosh, the Ari HaKadosh, it wasn't the Arizal then, it was just the Ari. Right, he was the Ari HaKadosh. And then it came later, right. And then, dancing with this mysterious individual, the Ari grabbed in the circle, he grabbed into the circle to dance with him, the Baal Charedim. Who was this person that the Ari was dancing with? This is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And it became known more who was this Nister, this great tzaddik, the Baal Charedim. And he's telling us, how did he view his situations in life, difficulties? And he saw this that happened to him, he said, because these are my averis that are weighing down the scale. And on the other side, it's picking up, pulling down the scale the other way, because physical tsar, emotional tsar, embarrassment, whatever it might be. And if I'm silent, I keep quiet, and I don't respond. And the mekabelet, atzdik olai es adin, ve'eshtoik ve'atzdik dini, then the scale will tilt to the other direction. The haloy anuroyin b'chush, because we see, shenok aloy la'odim lekabel al'atzmai kol ha'bizyoynos, im al'idei zeh yimna mimeno hasid nechosof. We know that a person would willingly accept embarrassment if that would prevent financial loss. He gets embarrassed or he loses his car. We need a car, right? He gets embarrassed, he loses a lot of money, whatever it might be. Kigoin be'eis ha'sreifu sharit tzaris. If Rachmanu Litzlan is a fire, or other tzaris. V'alachas kam v'kama, im yedeya shebezeh yusulak mi'olav anshe aguf, hachamurin. How much more so? A person realizes that through the bizyoinus that he is accepting from Hashem, the suffering that would have come to him is now removed. How much more so in regards to the midah of savlonus, which is our topic, patience. Shaloi yiksha la'odam. Rak be'ishu oimid neged chaveir v'shemei bizyoinai. He should not become angry at his friend who is embarrassing him. If a person would be able to freeze that situation, if he's being embarrassed, and take a step back and look at it from a bird's eye view, and then jump back into the situation, he literally would thank the mecharif. He would thank the mecharif. He would thank that person who's insulting him. Now, we can't freeze the situation because we're in the middle of the situation, we're in the thick of it. However, the lessons the Chafetz Chaim is bringing down and teaching us is how to understand what's taking place. What is Hashem doing for us? And He's taking away the need for other punishments. All because of the midah of savlonus the person is acquiring and not responding incorrectly. Unevar devareinu, let's explain, says the Chafetz Chaim. Ki afilu im lo yohoyu meichlen loy b'shvil ze, afilu al aveira achas b'shleimus. Rak lohokil onshoy. Even if they wouldn't take away his averis because of this, except for one avera that he did, one aveira that he did. But all they would do is rak la hakil onshay. They would just take away part of the punishment. Gamkin kedai huloi. A canal. In other words, the Chavetz Chaim is saying as follows. If the bizyonos that a person would suffer would just wipe away a little of the punishment that the person would get for a little of the chait that he did, it's kedai. It's kedai that he shouldn't have to go through that suffering and accept the bizyonos, accept the embarrassment. The kol shekein, how much more so? How much more so if he's mechila, if he's a clean slate now for one complete aveira which he did an aveira with all the geshmakite, all the energy, and now that he accepts this bizyonis, this embarrassment from this person, the insults, he gets a delete button pressed up there. And that whole Aveira, the need for punishment, is taken away. He just got his punishment. How much more so? Chazal tell us, a person is Meichlinloi. Not the delete button on that one thing, control A, the whole screen is highlighted and delete. And everything is wiped out. All his avarice are wiped out. The need for all his punishments are gone. So you press control Z, but it doesn't work. It's gone. That's the schus of a person who is on the madrega that we saw, the third madrega, that he accepts these yisurim ba'ava, oisim ba'ava, smechim yisurim oisim ba'ava. Once again, even those avarice which are titled a pesha, he did on purpose. Actually, of course, a person has to be careful to try to make gedarim and fences and not to go back to these avarice again. It brings the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavir, Kol HaMavir Midoisev, whoever is Mavir Midoisev, it's Midik Neg Mida. He is Mavir Midoisev, the person who was insulted. He forgives. Hashem says, you forgive. I will forgive. Now, if even I call Pishov on all of his averus, as it says in the pasuk, "Noisy Avon v'Avir Al Pesha." I mean, Noisy Avon. Who does a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Noisy the Avon. Who Hashem? Who does Hashem forgive? Lamish Noisy Avon. Lamisha Avir Al Pesha. The person himself gave others mida k'neged mida. Person who wants that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him, even for the b'shoyim. Yizar gam kein shehu lo yakbid klal. He should not be a captain. Afilu yadei b'vadei shasa chaver negdoi b'mered of mal shazen nikra pesha. Person knows someone did something intentionally against him. Rachman al Itzlan, the person knows somebody was out for him. Kimamarim Pshoy Melo Hamardim. A person who does something with Pesha, he's a rebellious, intentional, premeditated. Zeshidikul mi noisi ofain, lemi shoivra Pesha. That's what Chazal says the Gemara are telling us. Chavetz Chaim says the Gemara is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisi ofain. For the person who forgives the other individual who did this crime against him with intention, but nonetheless you forgive him. It's tremendously high madregas to strive for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kosh Baruch is Meichel, even for his Pshoim, Shekosev, as it says, Kama Shekosev, Ma'avir Noi Akol Pshov, V'nok HaKosev Noisi Oven. What does it mean, Noisi Oven? Mishum Seidem Yidoyse Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Dekochoshev. It's discussing the attributes of Hashem. Shu Noisi Oven V'gam Oivir Al Pesha, Kama Shekosev Ba'Toyra, Noisi Oven V'Fesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away, he forgives the unintentional sins, and he overlooks the willful sins. Is Noisi Ovoin, the unintentional, the Pesha, as well as the willful sins that Averis does intentionally. Who does Hashem do this for? For the same person who forgives that individual, who insults him intentionally, who attacks him intentionally. Such an attribute of safalonis can even help the person that he'll be able to live longer. Even if it was already decreed upon such a person that he'll die. Rav Papa came to Mavaker to do Bikur Cholim. Rav Huna became deathly ill. Rav Papa comes to visit him. Chazad iskeif le alma amar lo tzivisu le zivarto. They saw that there's not too much time left. They said, bring the tachrichin. Get things ready for the next world. And have a levaya here. He's not going to make it. L'soif ispach. He was cured. Nisrape. Have a kamachsiv rapapa l'mechze. Amalei machazes. He was asking, what did you see? Amalei in hochi hava. Misa was niknesolai. I saw that there was death which was declared upon me. Ramalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayol v'lo moikim b'milei, l'yisoikmu b'hadei. There was death which was decreed upon me. But Hashem said, since you, Hayol v'lo moikim b'milei, you don't stand in your honor, you're not makbid, and someone insults you, and someone degrades you, and someone attacks you, you let it go? So too, the decree which is a decree against you that you should not live will be taken away as well. It will not stand. Therefore, tells us the Chavetz Chaim, a person has to constantly cling to this midah of savlanus, of patience. Yeah, and it'll be good from here in this world and as well in the world to come. Here the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, be careful not to assume, not to take levels of responsibility. We have to understand how to understand this paragraph correctly. Unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. The person is involved with responsibilities. I'm hesitant to say it's not the word, it's not communal issues here, because the person is involved with the board of the shul or institutions of Torah. That's Dvar Mitzvah. But what he's talking about is those things which are not Dvar Mitzvah. He says it's karva dover she kosher. It's very difficult to avoid getting involved with lashon hara. He karva dover she kosher. A day zeb oven lashon hara. He kain ba'atzmai maimer chazal. Have a kovel. Person should try to fulfill the words of chazal. He should be kovel v'kayim. What does it mean kovel v'kayim? Ofil etzenua. Modest. the Kayim, and then he'll survive, then he'll live. Avoid the spotlight. A person should try and strive to be involved with other people as much as possible. And I'm going to have to clarify what this means. It doesn't mean to be antisocial. It doesn't mean someone says good morning to you to give me your back. That's not what it means. Let's finish the paragraph and explain. Even if you're a business person, we have to deal with other individuals, and they're not the best people to have to be with. But you have to be involved with them. Lisa of Litin Moham, do your business, do what you have to do. However, when you're finished with them, distance yourself from them. We have halachas of, I just want to explain this last paragraph with perhaps a halachic mashal. Halachic mashal. We have halachas of bishul akum, yayin esach, different halachas that when it comes to non-Jews that shouldn't cook the food. One of the reasons, explanations behind it, of course, it leads to mingling, eventually can lead to intermarriage, and as the Ran says in Avodah Zarah, can lead to idolatry, Avodah Zarah. The relationship one is supposed to have with the Ummah Sa'ilam in the business world is one of business. Not one of his chavrus, of getting closer with each other and learning from them and being with them. And that's what he's referring to here as well, I want to suggest. That in dealing with people, if it's just social hour, what does social hour mean? Social time, socializing. What are the topics of the conversation coming up? Who are people talking about? What's the new news? What are the issues? Of course, in Yoni Torah and Mitzvahs, we debar to bum. You should continue to talk more about Torah and Mitzvahs. Whatever it might be, to help do chasodim, do chesed with people. But here he's telling us, v'nei b'derech kla yemai to'odom haroitzel yoy sholem b'drach v'ischabrus ha'ischabrusim b'nei odom v'chol yicholtoi. In general, a person should realize they try to limit these, what they call as social gatherings. Just to be social. What's the conversation going to be about? As he said earlier, it's kemat e'efshar, it's almost impossible that it won't come to Isurim of Lashon Hara and Rechilus.